Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Beis, and we're going to talk about one of the aspects of the halacha pikuach nefesh, and a couple of dafim here that talk about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos and pikuach nefesh of the big three. So that's the Gemara here, Daf Pei Beis and Aleph, where the Mishnah discusses that if a pregnant woman has an urge, has a taiva for food, we give it to her until we know that she's out of danger. Uber shehiricha ma'achilin osa chatashiv navsha. We give her food until her soul returns. Chola ma'achilin osa pivakiyin. Chola we will give again him food based on the doctors. If there are no doctors, ma'achilin osa piatzma chiyomer diet. We give him based on his own recognition of what he needs. So the Gemara continues and goes into the brisa related to the Mishnah. Tara Rabbana Uber Shiricha Bsar Kodesh or Bsar Chazir. Tochman Lakush Barotiv Manichan Alpia. We try to give the tam, if that's enough. If not, we give some of the soup that's has the tam of the chelev in it, or the tam of the chazir or the basar kodesh. If that helps, fine. And if not, we give the shuman atzmo, right? We give the non-kosher food, because non-kosher food is not one of the mitzvos, the averos that you have to give your life for, as the Gemara says, she'en lecha davar she'omei b'fni pikuach nefesh. There is nothing that stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, as we're going to have in a couple of days. The Gemara v'chai bohem, chutz mi'avodah zarah, gilui arayis v'shvichas damim. Except for the big three averos, as we know, idolatry, adultery, and murder, only those three one has to give their life for, instead of violating. And the Gemara goes through, avodah zarah is based on the pasuk in Shema, b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu notel nafshecha, and b'chol gilui arayis, and shvichas damim. Gilui arayis is based on the pasuk, because we compare kikasha yakam isharayo rutafo nefesh kena davar hazeh, just like murder, so too this case of nara marasa of gilui arayis, mana marasa nita nasila b'nafsha, right, the double limud, just like nara marasa, gilui arayis, one can save the nara marasa by killing the potential perpetrator, afrotzeach, and marotzeach, yareg v'yavar, just like by murder is yareg v'yavar, af nara marasa, so too, just like murder is yareg v'yavar, one of the big three, so too, gilui arayis. How do you know murder? That's the svara. That's the svara that's brought here, and in Psachim daf chafhei, this is Sanhedrin daf ayin dalad. Roseh guva minolan svarahu. Right, the case of Rava. It's the hudas lekami de Rava. Someone came in front of Rava and said, "Amrli mari deroy katle laplania." The mayor says, "Kill so and so." Vilo katil malachan. If not, I'm going to kill you. Amrli Rava says, "Niktalech lo tiktol." You have to be killed and not kill. Why? Because my chazis adamach tidach sumach tvei. Who says that your blood is redder? You have more rights to live. Dilma dama the hugaver sumach tvei. Maybe the blood of that other person is redder. Okay, so there's the big three. So today's discussion is going to be, is there another one? Is there a big four? Is there a fourth one? And where does this come up? It starts with the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Samach, where the Gemara there discusses, David HaMelech was surrounded by the Plishtim, and he wanted to know if he was allowed to burn. There were piles of barley sheaves that the Plishtim were hiding in, and they belonged to fellow Jews. So David wanted to know if he would be able to burn down these piles of barley so that he could see where the Plishtim were and he could save his life and get rid of them, and in that way save himself. That is the pashtus of the language of the Gemara. Vayisava David leimar vayomar miyashkeni mai mibar beis lechem. Again, it's Bava Kama daf samach am beis, and it talks about the plishtim maika miboyle. So the Gemara says the question was gedishim de seorim de Yisrael havi tavi matamri plishtim behu. There were gedishim, big piles of barley sheaths of Jews, and the plishtim were hiding in them. The kamiboyle, and David HaMelech was asking, ma'o lahatzalas b'mamon chaveiro, is a person allowed to save themselves with the mamon of their friend? Can they burn down, can they damage, can they steal their friend's money in order to be able to save their life? Shalchulei, and the Sanhedrin sent back to David HaMelech, Aser lahatzalas b'mamon chaveiro. Generally, it is aser. It is aser to save yourself with your by damaging or stealing the property of your friend. But you have no problem because you're a king. But you're allowed to because you are a melech, and a king could do whatever he wants. So the pashtus of this Gemara is very troubling. What? to save yourself? This is not one of the big three, right? And Rashi takes the Gemara Kipshuto. Rashi says, Vayatzila shalo yisrefua. Rashi in the later line. Rashi seems to take this Gemara Kipshuto. And the question is then, how would we understand that? Again, that's not one of the big three. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuv in Yaradeya, Chelik Aleph Simon Reish Yedalet says, it can't be. It can't be that the Gemara is taking Kipshuto, and then that's what Rashi says. Because after all, there are many, first of all, there are Gemara, right? There's only big three Averos, not big four Averos. And there are other, the Feirish Gemaras, the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yates, Rav Moshe quotes. The way the Gemara says, the context there is about signing a shtar, a monetary shtar, b'sheker, falsehood. So says the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir holds, Adam Sha'amru Lahem Chismu Sheker Va'alte Hargu, Yehargu Ayechasmu Sheker. Rabbi Meir seems to say that Eitim that are told to sign falsely or be killed, they have to be killed. Don't sign falsely. Amalei Rava, Hashta Ilu Asu Lekaman Le'imluche. If the Edom would have come to ask us what to do, Amrinalu, we would tell them, Zilu Chasumu, Velosit Katalon. We would tell them, of course, sign it. Of course, sign it and don't be killed. To Amar Mar, why? Because our Gemara. Ein lecha davar sheomei b'fnei pikuach nevesh ela avodas kochavim v'gili arayis v'shvichas damim bovad. If they would have come to us, then we would have told them to sign it, because it's not one of the big three. Hasha dechasu amrinam lehu amai chasmisu. And now that they did it, we would say, why you do it? So the Gemara clearly assumes, says Rav Moshe, that one wouldn't have to listen in this case and don't take the Gemara Kipshuto. So Rashi must mean something else, says Rav Moshe. Ef Shalomar Sharashi Yisbar Shaasar Lahatzel Afla Bikoch Nefesh. The Divrei Rashi Bavavakamad Af Samach Tzarech Iyun. It's difficult. Vitzarech Lomar. Maybe what you have to say is the David Hechmir Alatzmo. Maybe David was being machmir. And even though you're not allowed to be machmir, Rav Moshe is alluding to a machlokas rishonim, whether one is allowed to volunteer to give their life by non-big three. Right, this is the Gemara, comes up in two places in Shabbos, Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Right, he seems to have been moser nefesh for tefillin. Tefillin is not one of the big three, unless you say that's Shas Hashmad. It was time of religious persecution, and then everything is Yehargi Val Yavar. But if it's not, so then the problem is, are you allowed to do that? So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim Balitosis hold that you're allowed to volunteer. You're allowed to volunteer. The Rambam says you're not allowed to volunteer. The Rambam doesn't say the Torah. Unless the Nemuki Yosef, and I think the Kesef Mishnah there quotes the Nemuki Yosef, that maybe the Rambam would agree when he is a Gadol Hador and the Dor Tzarech, the generation needs this, so then maybe even the Rama would agree. But again, the pashas is that you're not. So even though you're not allowed to be machmir, says Rav Moshe, to afla sarim biyaradeya, to mutala hachmir hu rak b'kfiyas akum. Even if you want to say it's, you could allow to volunteer, that's only by being forced by an akum to do something. Avalo b'chole v'chadome she'ina b'kfiyas akum. But now you're not forced, and here you're not forced. So lo kashaklum, to kapanim mukhrachin lomer the David Mahechmer al atzmo bazeh. To hu haye rashoy mitam melech, poris lasos lo derech. Vimkin hei chichmi bikoch nefesh alavadai. What is it? Here's Ramosha's line. It must be to haye rachshash rachok li bikoch nefesh. Maybe it was just very, very far-fetched. It was a very small chance of pikuach nefesh, and that's why David HaMelech was told Aser. O shohaya batuach, asher Hashem yatzilehu im yachmir. Or he knew that Hashem would save him anyway. He knew he would save him anyway if he was machmir. V'lachin nechmir gam shalo lavar al iser gezel. Me'achar shu rak mitam dichui. Zeo mashat zorach lomer v'kavanas Rashi. Right, he's also alluding to the fact whether pikuach nefesh is hutra or dechuya by other averos. So Rav Moshe says, because maybe it's dechuya, the isra still exists, but you're allowed to do it. So if there's any way out, it's best not to do it. And that's what happened maybe by David HaMelech, because he knew that even if he's machmir, Hashem's going to save him. And that is what happened. Again, Rav Moshe, what's important for Rav Moshe is that he takes Rashi at face value and says it can't be. It can't be that it's really Asr al-Hazasav of Mon Chavera. If you look in the other Rishonim, like Tosfos right here, Baba Kama Daf Samach, Tosfos rereads the Gemara. Again, even though Tosfos recognizes that it's not the Pshuto Shel HaGemara, but you have to say this because of the Svara. Tosfos, Ma'ol HaZasav of Mon Chavera. And the Rosh says this, and the Ramban says this, and other Rishonim say this. Iboile Ichayev L'Shalem. The question isn't, are you allowed to do this? Of course you're allowed to do it. The question is, would he have to pay afterwards? Asr lahatzmil means, it's asr to do it for free. It's also to do it in a way that you're not going to pay back. You have to pay back after you do it, or not. Mutter would be mutter you to do it, and you don't have to pay back. That's the question of the Gemara. Again, it's not impossible to read that, but it's dachim to read that in the pashas of the Gemara. But and that issue, whether you have to pay back or not, could also be tali. I think Rav Yitzchak Zalman writes in the Sefer of the Rambam that is tali on hutra and tachuya. But this is the shita of Rav Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ramban and the Yamshel Shlomo. Right, and according to these Mefarshim, if you don't save your life, so then you're going to be held responsible if you have the opportunity. The Rashba writes exactly the opposite on the other side, that not only goes further than Tosfos and the other Rishonim, not only do we say that you're allowed to do it, and the question is you have to pay back or not, of course you would not have to pay back. But the person has a chiyuv to help you save your life. Right, just like in the desert. Were it not for the fact, remember the case of Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva, so were it not for the fact that there was someone else there, then of course, what if the person died and his water bottle is on his, is with him? So, you're not allowed to take the water bottle to save your own life? Of course you are. Says the Rashba, Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Zayin. Right, he's asked, B'mamon Chaveiro. And he quotes Tosfos in our Gemara. And he quotes our discussion. So the Rashba says, Nir Elishu Pashud V'karavani Lo Marshalo Ayisi B'kach Tzorach L'Kosva. I don't even have to write this. Miro Pshituso. From its obvious nature, Shari Ein L'cha Davar Sh'omid B'fidei B'kuach Nefesh Ela Oson Gimel HaMenuyos. Only those three. Haga Atzmacha. Mishay B'midbar U'meis Batzama. Somebody's in the desert and dies. U'matza Kiton Mayim Shal Chaveiro. And he finds his friend's canteen. Yamus Va'al Yishte V'afilo Manas L'Shalim. Right, the Bailam would have to give it. The Al Karchach Lo Polygrabi Akiva over there, Elam Shindav Siva Chayachichima, Chayacha Kodman, Hashalobam Akim Chiyuso Chayiv, Vibkin Eza Gezel Yeshkan, Achenomar Bo Avisha Gazla Mishalim Rashu, Elavade Lahatsa Asma Almanas Lashalim Pshita. And he continues. And it's talking about Idach Lishna is a rereading of the Gemara, but the Rashba seems to say that obvious he wouldn't have to pay because the other person has a chiyuv to give it. But there is the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, in Tafresh Yud Aleph, I think it's 1851, he reads Rashi Kipshuto. And he quotes Rayas as well. He thinks that maybe it is Usser, and there is a big four, according to some. Again, there is a Ramban. The Ramban says maybe there is that Deya in Ksubis, according to Rabbi Meir. Remember the Gemara, we read it before. But Rabbi Meir said it, and then the Gemara jumped on it. But maybe Rabbi Meir holds it. Maybe there's a big four, right? Rabbi Meir says there, Adam Sha'amru Lahem Chis Busheker, Valtei Hargo, Yehargo, Vayachas Busheker. So Ramban has a line there in the Shid Mekubet says that, according to Rabbi Meir, it would be a fourth for the Hareg Valyavar. But the Binyan Tzion here in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin goes through the Tshuva and he quotes other Rayas, including he quotes Rashi on Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah said there in Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak, the Nisan that happened in the Beis HaMikdash every day. A woman never miscarried from the smell of all the meat. And Rashi says, "Mi tavas psar kodesh from the taiva that she had to eat karbanos inami me reach evarim shel ma'aracha or from the stench of the fire shilu heiricha ubas lito mehem because if she wanted a taste Rashi says there ain shomen la lahachila psar kodesh we wouldn't give her why wouldn't he give her? She never got sick enough to need it. That was the nace. Because otherwise, he wouldn't give it to her. Say, ask the Tosfos Chadashim on Mishnayos. Ein l'chadavar shomi b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Why wouldn't we give it to her? And what about the Mishnah? Our Mishnah, Ubra Sheiricha. Machil l'sa b'sar kodesh. Ein l'chadavar shomi b'fnei pikuach nefesh. So, what's the pshat? So, say he quotes from Rav Shaul Amsterdam, Yishuv Lashitas Rashi, Timimad the Naka Loipila Ishav Loktani Lohipila Ubra, Mashva Irish Lohukar Ubra, Oz, Emachin Lashitashana Panez, very early, via Ebzayev Shavale Sakana, Bukhuni continues, and he says, maybe that's the pshat of this Rashi. He connects to the fact that if you won't give, if Gezel is one of the big three, so then maybe for sure, Kalvachomer from Kachim, okay, he works it out. How does that work with our Gemara? Good Kasha. But either way, this is the Binyan who takes Rashi Kipshuto. Again, this is not the assumed halacha l'maisa l'maskana. We don't hold of this. We hold like the Pashtus of the Gemara against the Pashtus of Rashi, like the Shita of Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rush and others, that Asr Lahatzel and Mutta Lahatzel is just about the whether you have to pay back afterwards, not whether you're allowed to do it in the first place. There is another Gemara. There is another Gemara that is related to this, and that is the Gemara earlier. Where is it? Later in Baba Kama on Daf Pei. Pam and Aleph here in Baba Kama. So what's the case there? The Gemara there is talking about the Isser of raising behemadakas. Chazal said, certain context, you're not allowed to raise a behemadak in Eretz Yisrael because a behemadak, a goat, is muhzak to graze in other people's fields, and you're harboring a gazlan. So that's the context of the Gemara. Tana Rabbana says the Gemara again, Baba Kama dapei. Maisa b'chassid echad, shaya goneach mi libo. There was a chassid echad. Gonech milibo. What does that sound like? Gonech milibo. It sounds like it's pikuach nefesh. Sounds like something with his heart. Gonech milibo. And v'shalu l'rofim. And he asked the doctors, you know, what do I need to do? Rashi says, so eik mipnei ke'ev halev. Lohaya yachol lohashiv rucho. Sounds like he couldn't catch his breath. So eik mipnei ke'ev halev. He's screaming because of a heartache. Lohaya yachol lohashiv rucho. So, what happened? So he asked the doctors. V'amr, the doctors told him, ein lo takana. It's also important for the sugya of listening to doctors. Ein lo takana at sheyonach chalav roseach mishachar l'shachris. The only way that he'll get better is if he suckles milk directly from a goat every morning. V'evi'o lo eis, they brought him a goat. V'ksharo lo b'kari amita. And they tied it to the foot of his bed. V'ayonek mimena mishachar l'shachris. So every morning he suckled directly from the goat, because that's what the doctor said that he needed. L'yamim nechnesu chaveir l'vakro. A couple days later, his friends, the other Rabbanim, came to visit him. Kivan sharo osoha eis kshur b'kari amita. Once they saw the goat that was tied to the edge of the bed, chazru l'acharam, they jumped away. V'amru listim mizuin bebeiso, she'll say, what's going on here? There are bandits, there are robbers in this house. Listim mizuyim, Rashi, ro'eh b'sados achirim, v'gozel es harabim. Right, there's somebody who's shepherding in other people's property, gozel harabim. V'amru nechlasim etzlom, we're going to visit this Russia? Yashvu ubadku, they checked, v'lo matzubu ela oso avon shel oso eis. And they saw that he was a real tzaddik, right? He's called the Chassid Echad. And there was no other avera that he did besides this goat. V'yafu b'shas misaso amar. And even at the time that he died, he says, Yodea ani she'en bi avon ela oso avon oso ha'ez. Shavarti al diber chaveira. You know, that was my only sin. That was my only sin. And the big kasha, what is going on here? Gonech mi libo? So what might you have to say? That it wasn't bikuach nefesh. You might have to say that it was gonech mi libo. Rabbi Chanan talks about this. Maybe it wasn't bikuach nefesh. But if you look in the Mi'iri, look at the Meiri here on that Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei. He says no. The Meiri says, "Afa pisha b'malka bikuach nefesh hutru ha isurim lehisra pebahem dabar shene'esar mikoach takana umichshash pseidas acherim, a law that's made for the good of the benefit of society, societal monetary benefit roy lahachmer rabbi yoser." Wow. It's right to be machmir when it comes to a gzera or a takana derabanan that has to do with monetary law for all of society. Maybe it's different. Also, some say because it's not just the ayachid here; it's not just stealing from a yachid, which you might say is pikuach nefesh is docha, but it's from the rabim. How can you pay back the rabim? So then, roy lahachmer bo yoser and maisa b'chassid echad, and he quotes this story in the Gemara. So that's what the Miri learns, that sometimes you would be machmir. But again, one might have to say that it is not. It is not pikuach nefesh. All this relates to, again, this Gemara relates to a secular discussion about Hein's dilemma. If you look online, one could find, there's different versions of Hein's dilemma, but one of the versions that I found is a frequently used example in many ethics and morality classes. And what's one of the examples? I'll read this one. A woman was on her deathbed. There was one drug that the doctors thought might save her. It was a form of radium that a druggist in the same town had recently discovered. It was expensive to make, but the druggist was charging 10 times what the drug cost him to produce. He paid $200 for the radium and charged $2,000 for a small dose. The sick woman's husband, Heinz, went to everyone he knew to borrow money, could only get together $1,000, which is half of what it cost. He told the druggist his wife was dying and asked him to sell it cheaper or let him pay later. He said, no, I discovered I'm going to make money for him. So what happened? Heinz got desperate. He broke into the man's laboratory to steal the drug for his wife. Should Heinz have broken into the laboratory to steal the drug? Why or why not? Many different answers in ethical approaches. Of course he should, because his life is in danger. Of course not, it's not his. Maybe he should have sold it and only has to pay back 200, because that's how much it cost the druggist, right? Or maybe he could give what he's up to, 1,000. So again, there's different suggestions given by these ethicists. And should he have to go to jail because he broke in? Again, this is a discussion, but this all relates to our discussion right here about Gezel being one of the big three for Pikuach Nefesh, is it the big four? One of the major, many sugyas that relates to our Gemara right here, Yuma Pebes, of the big three and Pikuach Nefesh. We'll stop here.